Hey there, you're listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. My name is Zach Spuckler, and on this show, we talk about how to go from passionate side hustler to full-time online business owner with tips, tricks, and interviews to help you take it to the next level. Let's do it. What is up, Heart Hustlers? I am so excited for episode 31 of the podcast, but let's be real, I'm excited for every episode. But I'm especially excited for today's episode because I have Selena Sue, and Selena Sue is a business and publicity coach for visionary entrepreneurs, experts, and authors. She helps people to increase their visibility, build really powerful relationships with influencers and the media, and really develop solid business strategies so that they can reach more people with their message. She's written for places like Forbes, Daily Worth, Positively Positive. She's been on podcasts like Entrepreneur on Fire and Mixergy. She's helped friends and clients get amazing opportunities like six-figure book deals and features in O Magazine from Oprah. So when I had the opportunity to have her on the show, I knew I had to do it. And I'll let her tell you a little more about what she does, but I just want to invite you to really listen to today's interview with an open mind because we are putting a fresh spin on getting publicity and giving value to your audience. And I won't give away much more than that other than to tell you, let's welcome Selena Sue. Hey, Selena, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me, Zach. I'm excited to be here.
Well, I'm excited to have you here because we connected, oh my gosh, it's been almost a year now. And I used to work with Kimra Luna, and you became her publicity coach, and I was like secretly working for her, and I've heard your name, and over time we've met a couple of times, and I mean, I just love your message and what you're doing, and I feel like I know a ton of stuff about you, but for those people who are listening that might know exactly who Selena Sue is and what you do, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and what you're up to?
Sure. So I'm a business and publicity coach, and I work with entrepreneurs who have personal brands. So coaches, consultants, service providers who want to grow their businesses by being seen as that industry leader. And so I love helping people connect with influencers, get more publicity, and really grow their brands and attract their perfect clients to them.
I love it. And I can personally say that I feel like every time I find someone new to engage with, they're like, oh yeah, Selena, I know Selena, or you are just so insanely connected in the publicity and business side of things. It is crazy. And I love it. Well, I am so excited to have you on today and really talk about leveraging connections with influencers. And we talked a little bit about this the last time we were in New York, but why don't you first tell us, number one, I guess, why don't you define what an influencer is for us so that we can kind of get a grounding there? But tell us, why is it so important to connect with influencers in our niche?
Sure. So yeah, I love at the beginning with a definition for influencers. So my definition is an influencer is someone who you admire, who can help you reach your goals. And so, and there are many different types of influencers. It could be a coach or a mentor, or it could even be someone who is supporter or fan of yours. So as an example, all of us in our lives, we have people who are cheerleaders, who believe in our work, who are able to support and promote us. And sometimes we think that these people aren't influencers, but really they are. So it's not just people who are, you know, at the top of the industry. There's many different types of influencers who can help you in different ways.
Ooh, I love that. Love that definition. And so what is the importance of, you know, so these people are supporting you. Why is it important that we build connections with influencers? Or maybe we should just like cut through and ask the question that everybody is always thinking, like, so how do we connect with people without having that ulterior motive? Or should we be connecting for the sake of advancing our business? Like, where is the line there? Yeah. And where is it important to connect and befriend and network and that big cloud of stuff no one wants to talk about?
I love this. Yeah. So let's begin with why it's so important. So the truth is that everything that you want in life comes through other people. You know, the audience that I speak to are business owners. I know many of people in your audience are business owners too. So if you're looking to get a new client, you know, a potential client's going to learn about you from someone else or be introduced to you by someone else. If you're looking to get publicity, it's about reaching out and having somebody be like, wow, this person seems amazing. So when you look at you know, everything in your business, it all comes down to people. And that's why those relationships are so important. And, you know, I've just found that when you know the right people and you have them in your corner, you can just grow your business so much more quickly. There's a lot of people that spend years and years trying to get their businesses off the ground and make money and have people notice them and see them. But when there are people in your industry who are influential, who are endorsing you and telling people, hey, you've got to check this person out, she's amazing, that shortcuts everything. And so it's just something that I feel like gets overlooked a lot. People just think about, like, I need to get clients, I need to make money. But there's this foundation that you need, and that's relationships with other people.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And I think that it's so important to remember that that happens both ways. Because I've had people ask me, like, well, if you're just connecting with people to build your business, isn't that like self-serving? But it's not. It's serving them too, because they need connections and foundational connections too.
Absolutely. Yeah. And some people worry, well, if I'm, you know, connecting with someone who is influential, does that mean that, you know, I'm using them, or is it bad for me to, you know, have an ulterior motive? And these things are nuanced. So, you know, what I would say is that, you know, your influencers are going to be, number one, people that you admire, people that you're just drawn to, whether or not they end up doing anything for you. So it's really coming from a genuine place. And then also, there've got to be natural synergies. Somehow these are people that are connected to your goals. So maybe they are someone who has already achieved your goal before, they're a couple steps ahead, or maybe they're a leader, you know, in a particular industry, or have this knowledge base, and you can learn from them, whether it's through books or through joining a program or getting to know them better. Because naturally, the people that we're going to be drawn to, there's a reason for it. I mean, there are billions of people in this world, and we're not able to connect with every single person. There's only a handful of people that we can really create deep relationships with. And so influencers are people who, you know, you would naturally be drawn to because there are those connection points and synergies.
I love that. And there's something that you said that I would love to dive deeper on, which is you can join programs, and like my ears immediately shoot straight up, because this is how I've made a lot of my very influential connections. So I think it's a perfect segue into, you started to allude to it, but what are some of the ways that we can connect with these people? So we're listening and we're like, okay, listen, Selena, at this point, I feel you. I definitely need to make these connections. I get that an influencer is somebody with the reach or the knowledge or the capacity to create a synergistic relationship. But how do I get those people to care?
Yeah, such a great question. So I think people spend a lot of time thinking about, like, you know, how would I get someone to care about me? You know, these big deal people, they've got so much going on. They've got so many friends. How could I even stand out? And the secret to getting people to care about you is to care about them first. And also to express it and let them know. So these top experts, you know, they have gone into the work they do, whether it's helping people grow their businesses or find amazing relationships or improve their health, because they have this mission. They want to help people change their lives. And so if you're someone who appreciates and admires their work and has benefited from it, they actually do want to hear from you, because that's actually what they live for, is to create results in people's lives. So I think that, you know, you should be reaching out to people and letting them know that you appreciated a blog post they wrote, you enjoyed a webinar that you attended, and take it a step further and share something very specific that you enjoyed about it, and maybe even an action that you took. So when you do that, you know, you share that you appreciated something, what you appreciated about it specifically, and the action or the next step, that's going to stand out. And another thing is, sometimes when people are reaching out to people, they're just very vague. They're like, oh, I love that blog post, but that's not going to make you remembered. So you want to add some specifics. And also, you just want to add a little bit about yourself, because once you start showing interest in other people and appreciating them, then they're going to be like, this person's awesome. And I feel great. Who is this? And if you email people, but don't have a link to your website in your email signature, or don't mention anything about you, while they'll appreciate the comment, they're not going to remember you. And if they don't remember you, then you're not really building a relationship.
Okay. I like that a lot. And that really kind of brings me back to how we first connected. And wouldn't you know it, I kind of used that formula, which is, that's exactly what I did. I reached out to you. We were actually at a live event, and I said, you know, I loved what you did with your launch. And I don't remember exactly what, of course. I said something along the lines of, like, I really liked this piece of the launch, and it's something that we're going to try on our next launch. And it sparked into this big conversation that we nurtured into a very synergistic relationship. And you know, almost a year later now, there's an opportunity for us to cross promote. And I just, right. So for those that are listening going, well, does this really work? Even, I mean, that was the first time we ever spoke. And I mean, what, within an hour, we had already had an interview scheduled. I did an interview with you. And so mm-hmm. I just love that strategy. And I love that you say be memorable, because I find myself doing that, mentioning students who are like, you know, Zach, I loved that you did this. I remember people's names. I remember people's faces. And it just creates this amazing relationship where I don't even care if they ask for a favor. I just like them as a person.
Right. Yeah. No, and I like that you brought up that we met at a live event, because I think there's a lot of people that will go to events, you know, maybe they're traveling across the country or around the world, and, you know, they have this intention to go there and meet people, introduce themselves, build relationships. So once they're there, they just kind of freeze up and they're like, what am I going to say? And there's, you know, all these people, and how do I stand out? And rather than focusing it on like, how can I be super impressive, or how do I introduce myself? What's my elevator pitch? If you just go up to someone and just tell them, you know, give them a compliment or express appreciation, they're going to remember you and they're going to want to know more about you. And then the conversation just flows. And you knew that, you know, I was passionate about helping people get more visibility and publicity. And that was something that I worked with Kimra on. And, you know, we kind of met through Kimra at her party. And then so you mentioned this amazing piece of publicity that you had gotten. I'll let you share this story because, you know, I think it's such a great one. But I remember also seeing that online and thinking, wow, that's so amazing that Zach got on this incredible podcast. And so that was, you know, a synergy, because that's my passion. So we got into a great conversation, you know, and then one thing led to the next. And now we're doing interviews for each other. So yeah, I'm so glad that you came up and introduced yourself to me.
I love that. And we will share my story. And I think this is like the perfect segue. So I feel as if I have like this psychic moment where I can just hear the thoughts. You're like, yeah, but Selena and Zach, my business is so new, I don't know if I can justify a live event, right? Because let's just be real. A live event is a couple $1,000 investment. Travel, you're away from work or your business or wherever you're at. So some people might be saying, okay, Selena, I can't get to a live event. So how do I make these connections if I'm not in like a major city? Or, you know, I'm in Toledo, Ohio, which we're called Glass City, but we haven't made glass for 30 years. What are people like me supposed to do to connect with all these big names?
Got it. Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. So you can also build connections online. I mean, I remember when I first ventured into this, you know, world of entrepreneurship, one of the first things I did was I joined a course and I was in the Facebook group. And one thing that, you know, you should always do when you're in a new Facebook group is to introduce yourself, ask questions, you know, share a bit about yourself. And right away, there were people who, you know, expressed interest. And one of the people in the group ended up being my very first client. I, you know, made a lot of friends through different online group programs that I've joined, because we're all joining the program because we've got the same common goal. Maybe we're looking to get more clients or increase our visibility or learn a certain skill. And I know a lot of people that I talk to, they don't need to know hundreds of people, but they want deep relationships. And so I feel like in a group program, when everyone's got the same goal and everyone's, you know, focused on helping each other, that's a great place to start making these powerful connections.
I love that. And I always tell my, like my students that I have one-on-one time with, if you're going to join a course and it costs extra to be in the group, pay to be in the group every single time. It's always worth it, because I've had a very similar story where a lot of clients come from groups. And I think it really goes back to what you originally said, which is people want to build synergistic relationships, and you're in a group with all these people who in some way, shape or form have a common goal that you have. And one thing that, you know, has always stood out to me that I didn't understand until I started connecting with influencers is a lot of times these groups are today's new people in this group are tomorrow's influencers. You
right.
know, I can see myself really rising up with these new ranks of hundreds of people around me who, you know, they're not necessarily, you know, Brendan Burchard with 10 million followers on Facebook, but that's not even what an influencer is by definition.
Right. There's so many different types of influencers. And the people who are going to be most influential to you are the ones that you're actually, there's, you know, an opportunity to really connect. Because if someone's just an influencer in the world, like Oprah Winfrey or Richard Branson, well, that's amazing, they're not necessarily going to be the people who change your life. Right.
Yep.
Whereas there are other people who are maybe more accessible to you also doing amazing things in the world.
Absolutely. Well, I think that this is a really amazing segue into the story that we teased just a few short minutes ago.
Yes.
About the strategy that I've used to really connect with people. So I'll let you kind of introduce the concept of this strategy, and I can share how this story works from like very, I feel like, humble beginnings. So tell us a little bit about what one of these strategies is that you like to use.
Yeah. So I love talking about the STAR student strategy, because what people don't realize is with all of these experts, authors, online course creators, they're looking, you know, for specific people that they can promote, you know, people who have said, you know, this program has changed my life, this coaching helped me reach this goal. So I know that whenever I launch something, I'm always, you know, thinking, who are going to be my STAR students? Who are the people that I can promote to my audiences? Who, when I get on a podcast and the host is saying, can you tell me who you helped or what are some of your success stories? You know, I'm looking, you know, I'm always thinking about who are those people that I can actively promote. And so, you know, there's such a huge opportunity for everyone listening to participate in these programs to learn and grow and get ahead in business and life, but also receive some of the best publicity you could ever get. Zach, I loved your story. And so I'm excited for you to share about how you got on this super big podcast.
Yeah. So it's so funny because I never share my own stories like on my show with a guest. So it's fun to shake it up. So I had the pleasure of when I started this current business of joining a program from Amy Porterfield, which she actually doesn't have anymore. It was called Profit Labs. And I think I can share this story now. I don't think she'll mind this little piece that I've never shared before. So exclusive. Is I joined at the $500 level, and there was a $1,000 level with the Facebook group. And I was like, I can't spend $1,000 right now. So I joined the program for 2 months, and I was just like, I was dedicated to being a top student. And I quickly realized, oh my gosh, if I'm not in the group, you know, how is anybody going to know I'm a top student, right? Because visibility is important. So I ended up paying extra to get in the Facebook group. They had a vacancy that they let me fill. I paid extra, and I dedicated myself to just showing up in that group, both in sharing the successes and the failures that I had, you know, being a bit braggadocious, but also making sure that I was balancing that out with, oh my gosh, you guys will never believe this massive failure we had, with supporting other people there. And most importantly, what you talked about is when the time came, we had gotten really great success with part of this program. We'd made about $10,000. And I was like, I want Amy to know that we've gotten these results. So I connected with her person, one of her assistants that was in charge of testimonials. And I basically just said, here is how much success I've had with this. And I just continued to be really active. And after a few months in the program, I shot an email over to Amy, and I had built a good relationship with one of her assistants. And I said, listen, I know it's not your call. I know that you can't decide who's on the show, but if you could just make sure that Amy gets her eyes on this, I would appreciate that. And what I did inside of this email was, it was essentially a pitch to be on her show. So far I was being the STAR student, I was connecting with both Amy and people near Amy to make sure that she looked at it. But what I did a little different about this was I showed all of the ways that this interview could highlight the value of her program. So I talked about, here's what I've learned from your program that I think we can totally talk about on the show and how it relates to what I'm doing now. So my pitch to Amy was actually this very eloquent, because I had a copywriter look at it, fun tip. And I basically said, I want it to feel like it's a no-brainer that all I'm going to do is talk up Amy on the show. And, you know, I had to follow up with that in 3 months and again in 3 months, but I ultimately ended up on the Online Marketing Made Easy podcast, which is frequently in the top 20. Anytime she releases an episode, it goes into the top 20. And the big thing was, at the point in time that I sent out that initial request, I wasn't even a year into my business. But I was so strategic about that lead up that now I've had the opportunity to meet Amy, and we've had conversations, and she's such an amazing person. And it's that thing you said, was I was drawn to Amy, and yes, it was a synergistic relationship where we both benefited, but I like Amy as a person. She is such a great person, so fun to be around. And those are the relationships I've started building.
I love it, because, you know, you were thinking, how do I make this an easy yes? How do I make it a no-brainer? And when someone is bringing someone on their podcast, promoting them to their audience, they want to promote someone who they know, they have familiarity. You know, if you were someone who had never interacted with her and out of the blue was like, can I be on your podcast? Maybe she would consider it, but it's always like, you know, is this person the real deal? Is this someone that I want to put in front of my audience? So, you know, you were a star student, you were active in the Facebook group, sharing your wins and helping and lifting other people up in the Facebook group. So that, you know, just says a lot about you right there. And then really with the podcast pitch, you know, being so thoughtful and thinking about, you know, on the one hand, yes, of course, people are going to learn about you, but how can I use this opportunity to really support Amy with her goals? And as a result of all of that, you got a yes. And then the other thing that I just really love that you shared is that you said that this process took 3 months and you had to follow up. And I think that sometimes, you know, people will reach out to someone, they'll send one email, kind of fingers crossed, like, I hope we can become BFF, or I hope they say yes to this big ask, and they don't get the response. And they're like, oh, forget it, I'm giving up, this is too much work. But relationships take time to build. And, you know, you want to build your relationships thoughtfully. So I think it's the best story ever. So thank you for sharing it.
Well, thank you. And I love that you feel the same way about it, because that's my favorite way to leverage influence marketing. And I think the big thing to remember is that when you join these digital courses, and you're trying to get that influence, is that you get the side benefit. So the one thing that I love talking about this is that everybody's like, but you got on the Online Marketing Made Easy podcast, right? But I also made all this money along the way, because these people want you to succeed. They want to support you. And so not only do you get connections with these strategies, you get results for your business. It's a total win.
Right. Because after people listened to the episode, they also went to your website and you had the chance to share a freebie, right? So do you remember, like, how many people approximately joined your email list? Did any sales results shortly after the interview?
I do. And you know, the most embarrassing thing was, this was so early in my business that we didn't have great tracking, but we're able to estimate somewhere between 1,000 and 1,200 emails within 30 days of doing the show. And we can comfortably account for $10,000 in sales. But to this day, and it's been, I want to say 8 months since that interview, I still get an email every 1 or 2 weeks. Heard about you on Amy's show. Can't wait to connect with you here. I mean, just amazing. Amazing. Results.
Yeah, it's huge. And then the other thing is, if you're somebody who is, you know, marketing to other entrepreneurs or business owners, being on a podcast like Amy's is great, because you're getting in front of more of your ideal clients. So when I talk to people about publicity, I feel like, you know, obviously it's, you know, we're talking about influencers, but this is also from a publicity you've got. And you want to think about, well, who are you getting in front of? And so if you're somebody who is a service provider, consultant, or coach, and you help other people, and you want to be in front of people who are buyers and pay good money and appreciate, you know, premium service and products, then being on podcasts like Amy's is a great opportunity, or being spotlighted as a star student by another industry leader.
I love it. Now, there's one thing that I would love to talk about in terms of networking with people and doing it from this strategy. And one question that I get from people just all the time, and it comes in different forms, but is essentially, how do you pick which influencer to go after? And how do you know when you're being strategic and creating, you know, an abundance of opportunity, and you're being tunnel visioned and you're trying to connect with, you know, let's just keep that example going. You know, you're trying to connect with Brendan Burchard. As lovely as I think my strategy is, I don't foresee him dying to open an email from me in the next few months. So where's that middle ground to finding the right people and audiences to, you know, put your hard time into connecting with?
Yeah. So the thing about relationships is, they're so nuanced. You know, on the one hand, you want to be intentional about, you know, who you're going to invest your time and energy into, but also they're organic. So it's a two-way thing. So someone could say, okay, I've made a list of, you know, who my influencers are, and I've decided I want to, you know, be on this person's radar and have them, you know, like me, become one of their favorite people. But sometimes you can't control that. Like, you might even do all the right things and go to an event and say hi to them and share something complimentary, but then the relationship doesn't take off. And it's not necessarily that you did anything wrong, but relationships are a two-way street. So I think that it's important to not just kind of put all your energy, like, I must become best friends with Marie Forleo, or I, you know, want to be the person that Brendan Burchard spotlights. You know, you want to have this abundance mentality. There's, you know, a lot of amazing people out there, and that, you know, trusting that if it's, you know, a relationship that's meant to go somewhere, that it's going to happen. But I encourage people to create a list of influencers, not just have one or two people, but really think expansively. Have a list of, you know, 20 people to start, you know, and then you could narrow it down. But think about, you know, there's a lot of different things you could consider. One thing that I think people don't think about so much is who are the rising stars, you know? So like Oprah may have an online course, or Deepak Chopra or Brendon Burchard, and you can still stand out and be a star student, but there may be other people who have incredible content. And, you know that they're going places. They're going to become one of the top industry leaders in a couple of years, but they're in a place where they're still very hands-on and there's not as many layers in between them. They still check their email and respond to students. I think it is actually smart to consider, you know, spending extra time building relationships with those people who also make themselves accessible. You know, there are people who they want to connect with their audience. They've got, you know, podcasts, newsletter, blog posts, they're responding to people, they're active in maybe a Facebook group. You know, they're looking to build their community and connect with people. So I think, you know, it's okay to reach for the stars. And I've certainly been fortunate enough to build relationships with really incredible, influential people. But you don't want to just focus on the most famous people. That shouldn't be like, you know, the entire strategy. You want to connect with people at different levels in business with different experiences that you feel naturally drawn to.
I love that. And I love that you said you might do everything right and it might not work, because people tell me all the time, like, well, you got on Amy's show, right? But I mean, it took so much work, and there's been plenty of times where I reach out to connect with someone, you know, in a non-intentional way, or I just go to build a connection and introduce myself and start that connection and never goes anywhere, or I get diverted right to an assistant and the call schedule never matches up. And so I think that it's so key that, like, rejection is just part of the game, and the connections that you make, they don't always open the doors you expect. So, you know, perfect example, I connected with Kim Raluna, which I think most of our listeners know, back before mm-hmm. she ever had Freedom Hackers. We were just friends. And that was just someone who I thought was doing cool stuff that I wanted to connect with, and ended up being a great beneficial relationship where we talk and text. But there was plenty of people in those days who didn't even acknowledge my messages. So I was hopeful that that was going to be the message. And I love that it was, is just connect with lots of people. Don't go for the white whale. Just be a good person and connect.
Yeah. And I think another thing that I would add is sometimes we put a lot of pressure on ourselves and we think, well, if that person didn't respond to me, I was rejected or I failed. But, you know, there's a lot of time to build a relationship. We've got a lifetime. I mean, I remember early on in my business, I went to this conference and I spent a lot of money because I wanted to be in the room with some really cool people. And back then, nobody really knew who I was. And there were people that I approached. I remember this one person that I really looked up to and I was excited to talk to her. And within like a couple minutes into our conversation, she saw a friend and she ran away from me. She was so excited to see her friend and they were like hugging and laughing in the corner. You know, it definitely made me feel left out. And then there were other people at the conference who I knew, but they didn't know me. And, you know, there are lots of times that, you know, I could have felt like, oh, I'm totally rejected. I'm failed. These people don't want to know me. But I think over time, as I started, you know, building relationships one by one with people, and people knew that I was friends with their mutual friends. And then I was also, you know, growing my business, doing cool stuff, making a difference in the world. Then people also got drawn to me. And so there are people that there was someone who literally ran away from me, and people that ignored me who now actually are, and they probably don't even remember they did that because they probably didn't remember who I was. And like now they're reaching out to me like, hey, Selena, I'm in New York City. Would you be open to getting together like one-on-one or in a group, or, you know, joining my programs as students? And these were people that I looked up to. And so obviously, you know, sometimes it can be hurtful when we're excited about someone and they're not as excited back, or we write an email, we don't hear back, but it doesn't mean that you're like permanently rejected. It's like, maybe now's not the right time, or, you know, maybe down the road, you're going to have an amazing connection. So I don't like it when people think like, okay, I didn't hear back, it's over.
Yeah. I think that that's so important, that it's part of the game, but it's not who you are. Like, being rejected, or not even being rejected, just not getting the response you want isn't even rejection. It's just an opportunity to connect with even more amazing people.
One thing I want to add, Zach, is that I just think it's so important to put ourselves in other people's shoes. So, you know, when I first started my business, I had no idea how busy like these top entrepreneurs were, because I, you know, in the very beginning, like I didn't really have many clients. And so I had a lot of time, you know, and so I was, you know, reading blog posts and this and that. I just had like, you know, so many hours to spend just doing whatever. And now that, you know, the business is doing well, I've always got something to do. And, you know, I open my email inbox and if I were to leave it, you know, for a day, I mean, there would be, you know, hundreds of emails. And, you know, if I kind of go off Facebook for like, you know, X number of hours and log back in, it might be like 75 like alerts and status updates. And so that's a position that many people that we're reaching out to are in. And so when someone doesn't respond to you, or if you were to write a really long email and they write a short one back, they're not trying to offend you, or it's not because they don't think you're important. It's just that they're juggling so many things. And so when you realize it's not a personal thing, that people are really doing the best they can. And I also think that, you know, most people out there, they want to make people feel good. They never want to make someone feel like they're not appreciated, but there's only so much they can do. I guess it's just, you know, the lesson here is don't overthink things and take them so personally.
No, I love that. And that's something I've never even thought about, but I can vouch for that. I've totally forgotten to respond to PR requests because I'm just so busy. I love, right. I love that. So Selena, first off, big thank you. I've run in a little long on the interview, but I just want to give you a big thanks for being here and so much amazing content. So before I let you disappear and get back to doing all the amazing things you're up to, can we finish it up with a quick little lightning round?
Yes, please.
All right, let's do it. So for those that are listening that are like, I get it, I need to start networking and making really amazing connections in my business, what is one activity they can dive into in the next week to start seeing forward momentum?
Sure. So the one activity would be to give 10 compliments over the course of the week. These could be nice notes that you send people over a Facebook message. It could be in a Facebook group, an email, but reach out to people and let them know that you appreciate them.
Love it. And simple. And what does the word hustle mean to you as it applies to business?
Sure. So to me, hustle means doing whatever it takes to reach your goal.
I love it. These concise and powerful answers. And then finally, what are you up to and where can we find out more about it?
Sure. So what I'm most excited about right now is I am opening up my course Influence. And this is a course that I had been dreaming about for a long time. It's really my signature program. And it's a networking course. And the subtitle of Influence is Turn People You Admire into Friends, Mentors, and Clients. And so I really believe that the most rewarding thing that we have in our lives is our relationships with other people. And that it's through other people that we can, you know, grow our businesses, get the opportunities that we want, and just really, you know, accelerate and achieve our mission in the world. And so that is opening up soon. And if people want to learn more, they can go to selenasu.com/influence. They can get on the early notification list. And another thing is I have a free gift that I put together. It's a very detailed 31-page report that really takes you behind the scenes of how I grew my business. So in my first year as a coach, I went from zero to making $157,000. And it definitely was not an accident. You know, in the very beginning, I was struggling until I started connecting with the right people, getting support from, you know, a coach, and doing some very strategic things in my business. And so in this free report, I share everything from my pricing, when I started, my packages and how those evolved, how I enrolled people in a very high-end mastermind and actually had colleagues and referral partners send clients who are ready to pay $24,000. So I have those emails, those scripts and everything, and I reveal all in this 31-page report, and people can go check it out at selenasu.com/free report.
Perfect. Well, I will be grabbing a copy of the free report because I am dying to see what's inside. And we will definitely put that in the show notes as well, which I'll give you guys a link to in just a second. But before I do that, Selena, I just want to give you a big thank you again for being on the show today. So much amazing content. I cannot wait for this show to go public.
Thank you, Zach. I had the best time. You're such a great interviewer.
Thank you. Well, how about that? What an amazing interview with Selena Su. Now, I wanted to just unwind like I always do at the end of the podcast. This one was a little longer than normal, but I could not bring myself to cut it short because it was just jam-packed with amazing value. Now, if you want to get the full show notes or any of the links that myself or Selena mentioned, you can head over to heartsoulhustle.com/31. Again, that's heartsoulhustle.com/31, and you will instantly get access to all of the show notes. Now, I wrote down this really powerful quote that Selena said during our interview, which was, "Everything you want in life comes through other people." What I have found as I've grown my business is that it is about what you know to some capacity, but it is about who you know. You need to get out there and you need to connect with people, help people. Find people in your audience that can help you reach your goals, and find people outside of your audience that can help you reach your goals. And we talked about the importance of natural synergy and connection. You don't have to go force connections with people that aren't a good fit for your business or your life or your goals. Rather, you should be out there connecting with amazing people. I shared how I've been able to connect with awesome influencers, Amy Porterfield. Selena shared some of the amazing connections she's been able to make. And ultimately, I end up connecting with people that I want to be friends with. And that's really what it's about. We talked about how to get people to care and that you should follow them first, get to know them, reach out, show an interest in what they do, have your next steps in mind, and be ready to be memorable. That was a big one, and I always work to be memorable when I'm meeting new people. You want to be memorable, whether it's a compliment or knowing something about their life if you meet them at a party, or doing something amazing when you join somebody's program and posting about it in their Facebook group. You really want to connect with intention, and I think that that about sums up this whole interview, the power of intentional connection. Now, again, you can check out all the amazing stuff. Selena gave you some links to some freebies, her new program that's coming up. Again, if you go to heartsoulhustle.com/31, you can get everything there. And until next week, I hope you guys have an amazing time hustling in your business. Thanks for listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. For more great stuff, be sure to visit heartsoulhustle.com.